As we set up here this morning, Brian Sozzi, and look ahead to this week, there's a lot to consider. We have tomorrow Jay Powell's reconfirmation hearing, which you can watch here live on Yahoo Finance. We have CPI figures this week as inflation remains in focus. And we got earnings season really kicking off in earnest, including bank companies reporting on Friday. We've got JP Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo reporting on Friday. And by the way, I should mention, as we had that decline in stocks last week, the XLF, that's the ETF that tracks financials, hit a record high on Friday and had its best week since February. So it wasn't everything that had a bad week last week, but certainly a lot of investors paying attention to what's going on in the bond market and what's going on with inflation, especially since we continue to hear from companies that are still feeling the pinch from rising prices.
Yeah, this week for me, Julia, was all very excited for bank earnings. That kicks off on Friday, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, you name it. But really, the news out today is just absolutely fascinating. You know, you briefly mentioned, and we'll get into it a little bit later on the show, that Zynga for Take-Two deal immediately has me thinking, if this year will be yet another deal, big year for deals in the market. And then secondarily, look for those bank earnings when they report later this week. Investment banking fees are likely to show a lot of strength yet again, if these deals are any indication. Number two, Julie, you mentioned Lululemon in the opening. That is the latest warning from corporate America that I think the Omicron variant is starting to impact businesses in January. We had a warning from FedEx late on Friday. I'll talk more about that a little bit later. You had a couple other retailers warn on how January is shaking out because of the variant here. More companies have come out with negative earnings pre-announcements before earnings season has picked up. Definitely don't like to see that. So right now, lots for the market to digest. In addition to, Julie, that march in the 10-year yield to 2%, which clearly, if you're looking through the prism of software stocks, market doesn't like it, just doesn't like it.
You know what? Let's talk about this chart that we have up on the screen that you flagged for us here this morning, which is that we are seeing more negative than positive pre-announcements, according to FactSet, for the first time since the first quarter of 2020. Now, this can go a couple of different ways, right? If we're seeing a lot of companies come out with these kinds of negative pre-announcements before we get into earnings season, that could mean that they're sort of getting it out of the way. However, it could also presage companies coming out with earnings that are not going to be as robust as they have been in recent quarters, Sas.
Yeah, look, the earnings for the fourth quarter are pegged for S&P 500 companies. I talked about this in the morning brief newsletter this morning. 20% are earnings growth. And you have to wonder, because of what we're seeing with labor shortages, inflation, is the street just overestimating what companies might put up in terms of profits this quarter? Some of these early warnings suggest that might, in fact, be the case. Look, I can't help but to go back what we heard on Friday from Conagra's CFO. They're seeing almost 17% inflation in their business. That is simply unheard of for a company like that. And there's only so much a company like that could come out and raise prices.
Yeah, and it seems like some companies are going to be caught between a rock and a hard place this year. On the one hand, that inflation, grappling with that. On the other hand, the Fed raising rates in order to combat that inflation, which can put a crimp on stock prices. Although, as we've been pointing out recently, stocks can still rise even with rates rising. But speaking of rates rising, we should mention finally that Goldman Sachs call out from Jan Hatzius, the head economist over there, that the Fed could raise rates four times this year. The consensus had been closer to three times. It had been moving in that direction. Now Goldman out there saying it could be four times. So we'll see what effect all of this has if that forecast comes to pass. And of course, all of this amidst the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, which does continue. As we mentioned earlier, the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference does kick off today. A lot of CEOs speaking there, a lot of deals and collaborations being announced in advance of that.